Millions of Americans traveled to watch the eclipse for a few minutes, but a few people took to the skies to watch it for hours. Sitkin's Cindy Edwards and Brantman were on a regularly scheduled flight from Portland to Minneapolis today. KCAW's Robert Woolsey has the story.
Their flight left Portland an hour before totality, just as the eclipse started, and it only got better.
We actually sat in the front seat on the right side of the plane, so we were looking south as we flew east, and we were looking right at the eclipse. And it was so cute because the flight attendant in the front and the back, we kept giving them our glasses because we were like giving them the play-by-play. So they kept putting the glasses on and we'd get up and move. And then little by little, like all the different people on the plane that would look up looking interested, we're like, come on, come on. So the plane was just constantly like streaming up to that front seat and putting on our glasses and looking out because we had such a long viewing of the eclipse. I couldn't believe it. It was consistent across the 3.5 hours of our flight. We had the eclipse the whole way.
Edwards says that even the pilots came back and checked out the eclipse from their front row seats. That everyone got such an excellent look at the event was much more than a coincidence. Edwards says her husband, Brant Brantman, has had plans in the works for, well, a long time.
You know, the trouble started when Brant was a young child and he had an album that was all about the galaxy. And all of the songs in the album were about the sun and the moon and the stars. And it set a trend in his life. He has been following that trend all his life. He is so enamored by space. And so he did the work. He figured out we're going to go 520 miles per hour east. And he knew what time it was all going to happen. He was watching videos and he was a nerd.
Although their flight path did not cross the totality, Edwards and Brantman were pretty close, more than 90%. Edwards says there was just a sliver of sunshine, and it never got completely dark. Yet, she witnessed something that earthbound viewers can only imagine.
With just a thin hair, it was light out. But as you looked across the landscape, you could watch it getting darker and darker. And so you could see, like, way off on the southern side of the plane, you could see it dark in the distance. It wasn't like there was a fine line of and then pure darkness, but it was definitely dark out there. Like, okay, they're probably in totality.
The sky, she adds, was a palette of blues, like an impressionist painting. And the question all of us far from the eclipse have for those who went to extraordinary effort to see it, what does it all mean? Did you have a personal spiritual catharsis of any kind watching this?
I think it's one of those moments where you realize how little you are. You know, when you were a little kid laying in the field looking up at the stars, and you just felt so teeny weeny. It definitely felt like that.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Warning to parents, this is the actual song that hooked Brant Brantman on space. Keep an eye on your credit card accounts and be alert for any air travel booked between Dallas and Buffalo in 2024. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
We need its light. We need its heat. We need